This is Unpublished Opinion for January 11th, 2006. Hi, I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, listen as I fold laundry and tell you about how I've started exercising again and give you a review of the movie Match Point. So I have decided to try and multitask today, and I will be recording this while I am folding my laundry. Exciting stuff, isn't it? But I thought I would give it a shot and see how this goes, because that will give me more time to do things if I can do two of these things at once. So we'll see. Okay, so first up today, I actually, believe it or not, exercised yesterday. I went to the gym and did the treadmill for probably 22 minutes total, which doesn't sound like a lot, I'm sure, but considering how long it had been since I had done anything at all, I was pretty impressed that I managed to do what I did. And so I did like a warm-up walking, and then I did running like a 10-minute mile pace for 5 minutes, and then walked for like a minute, and then did 4 minutes, and then walked. And it wasn't too bad. The gym was really crowded because of, I'm assuming, people with their New Year's resolutions to get fit, which, you know, I find admirable, of course, but I just don't like having to share space with people. That's my phone ringing. It's probably Princey calling. Hello? I love you too. How are you? Okay. Ooh, you have Prezzies for me? What do you have? It's very exciting. One is circular and one is rectangular. Are they candy? Okay, well, I'll have to wait and see then. Okay, see you soon. Bye. Okay, so he's on his way home, and he works in the suburbs. So he takes about an hour and 15 minutes to get home. Of course, depending on traffic. Depending on if there's a Bulls game or, you know, during the summer if there's a Cubs game. So I'm going to continue to fold my laundry for a little bit longer, and then I will start dinner. After he got home yesterday, we started what I hope to be a long-term fitness project. The other day, he said, he asked, wondered how many calories we would burn if we walked up the stairs to our apartment instead of took the elevator. Now, we live on the 35th floor, so, obviously we weren't going to start straight out from using the elevator every day to, walking all 35 floors, so we decided to start small and work our way up. So yesterday we took the elevator up to the 20th floor and then walked up from there. And it wasn't too bad. It was kind of fun. And it didn't take too long, so I'm sure it'll get easier. And then we'll, progressively move it, farther and farther until we get to the point where we can, walk all the way up to 35. And then who knows, maybe we'll walk all the way down and then all the way back up again if we're crazy. But so I thought that was a good idea to have something fitness related that we can do together, because he doesn't get home until so late. It's hard for us to find time to do stuff like that together. So this is something quick and doesn't require any extra equipment or going anywhere or anything like that. So hopefully it'll work out and we will keep it up. So we will be doing that again today, 15 floors again, and we'll see how it goes. And I mentioned before that I was going to do a swim class at my gym. Well, now the time has come to sign up for it, and I'm doubting whether I should. I mentioned that on my blog yesterday that I was chickening out about it, and people were like, oh, you should do it, it'll be fun. But I'm just sort of, I don't know, afraid of public humiliation. I mean, I can go there and swim and flounder about and have the lifeguard kind of chuckle at me, and that's one thing, but to have a whole class have to watch me swim, I don't know. But Princey had a good idea. He said, just go to the first class, and if it's horrible, you can quit and, you know, get a partial refund or something. But who knows? It'll be fun, maybe. So I think I still will do it. It starts on Monday, which is unfortunate because I have the day off Monday, and I'd like to lay around and do nothing and watch TV, but I'm going to go to the class, I think. And it's not until nighttime, which is kind of inconvenient. I think it's at 7:30 or something like that on Monday. But I will, of course, let you all know how it goes, and hopefully I will have good news to report in that department. So next up, I'd like to do a review of the film Match Point, which I don't think it's in complete wide release yet. I think it's still in limited areas, but it is here in Chicago, so we went to see it this past weekend. And it's the kind of movie where I think the less you know about it going in, the better. And I kind of got that impression based on the one trailer that I did see for it. So I sort of made a point of not reading any reviews before we went to it, which I think was good. So with that in mind, this review is going to be a little different. I'm going to not say a whole lot about the plot at all. Just because it's sort of, you know, it's a kind of a thriller. There's a lot of twists and turns, and you know, it's better if you don't know what's coming. So, with that, that's the review. No, I'm kidding. But overall, I thought this movie was fantastic. And actually, this will be the first time under the new rating system that I'm going to give a movie 4 paws. Yes, that's right, folks. 4 paws, which, if you recall, means drop what you're doing, head to the theater, see this movie. If it's in your theaters yet. If not, you're going to have to wait. But so basically, quick plot is a former tennis professional who, I guess, is retired and working at a country club, and he sort of gets involved in the world of sort of the rich, which is, you know, he's unaccustomed to. And, you know, he meets a girl. Things happen. I really don't want to tell you about the plot at all. You can kind of tell. But, because, you know, it'll ruin it if you know too much, seriously, about what's going to happen. So, let's just leave it at, the acting is great. Scarlett Johansson does not disappoint, as usual. And it stars Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, who, if you don't recognize the name, it could be because I'm pronouncing it wrong, but he's the guy who was the soccer coach in Bend It Like Beckham, so I really liked him in that movie, and he was really good in this movie. And all of the other supporting cast is great as well. You know, the movie just, it's the kind of movie where after you see it, you kind of find yourself keep talking about it. Like after we went to see it, we went to dinner and we'd be having a conversation about something, and all of a sudden one of us would bring up, so when this happened, or when he said this, and it's sort of, you know, a movie that makes you think a lot about you know, love and greed and lust and money and power, and it's just really good. So you should see it. And hopefully it will be in a theater near you very soon. And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. And be sure to visit the blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. And as always, you can email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. Thanks for listening and have a great day.